What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 406. In this episode, I'll talk about how to use naloxone for opioid overdose in the inpatient setting. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode406. It's been over 370 episodes since we last talked about naloxone dosing for inpatients with opioid overdose. Naloxone is a pure opioid antagonist and competes with and displaces opioids at receptor sites. It works within 1 minute to reverse CNS and respiratory depression and lasts up to 60 minutes. Note, this duration of therapy is much shorter than for most opioids. Another point to consider is that in a patient with underlying pain or a history of opioid tolerance, naloxone will immediately precipitate opioid withdrawal. This can lead to patient discomfort or an unsafe scenario for hospital staff, especially nurses, as they have to suddenly deal with an extremely agitated patient. Finally, although naloxone is generally safe, it may be implicated in cases of pulmonary edema and therefore should not be applied indiscriminately. That's why before giving naloxone, when I ask this question, is the patient's life in immediate danger due to opioid effects? If the answer is yes, I will give large doses of naloxone because the benefit of saving the patient's life outweighs the risk of inducing withdrawal. If the answer is no, then I'll titrate smaller doses of naloxone slowly. Opioids can be slowly reversed in this scenario to avoid inducing withdrawal. Here's the dosing I use for naloxone in both life-threatening and non-life-threatening situations. First, in life-threatening situations, the goal of therapy is to immediately reverse the effect of opioids. So I give an initial dose of naloxone 0.4 to 2 milligrams rapid IV push. A dose of 0.4 milligrams naloxone should be more than enough to reverse the therapeutic doses of opioids that would be given to your typical hospital inpatient. Patients with massive overdoses of prescription opioids or heroin may require larger doses, so it's reasonable to start with 2 milligrams naloxone for these patients. Although the IV route is preferred, intraosseous, intramuscular, and subcutaneous routes may also be used. If the initial naloxone dose is partially effective after 1 minute, then I give the same dose again. If the initial dose is ineffective, then I'll escalate and give a larger dose. At some point, if naloxone is not having an effect, then the diagnosis of opioid toxicity must be reconsidered. If the patient was taking only therapeutic doses of opioids and had no response after 0.8 milligrams of naloxone, then other causes of respiratory depression should be considered. And if the patient is thought to have overdosed on opioids and had no response to naloxone after 10 milligrams, then it's time to consider other causes. Scheduled redosing or continuous infusions may be necessary in patients likely to experience a return of the respiratory or CNS depression symptoms. As for non-life-threatening situations, the goal of therapy here is to reverse the respiratory and CNS depressive effects of the opioids while maintaining adequate analgesia. A common scenario for the rapid response team is to be called to a surgical floor and see a patient who doesn't respond to voice or touch, is breathing at 6 to 8 breaths per minute with a pulse, and has an O2 sat of 90%. Giving 0.4 milligrams IV push naloxone will almost certainly reverse the respiratory and CNS depressive effects in a patient like this, but if they just had a major surgery, the patient is likely to experience excruciating pain and will have to suffer through the duration of action of naloxone before feeling any relief. Such a situation is easily avoided by gradually giving small doses of naloxone and waiting to see the effect. The way I do it is to mix the 1 ml of 0.4 milligrams per ml naloxone with 9 ml of normal saline in a flush syringe, and that gives me a final concentration of 0.04 milligrams per ml. Then administer this solution slowly, giving 1 or 2 ml or 0.04 to 0.08 milligrams over a minute, closely observing the patient's response. What I would expect is within a minute or two at the most, the patient's eyes should open and they should begin to respond and breathe a little bit better. If not, then go ahead and continue giving the dilute naloxone solution 1 or 2 ml at a time over 1 minute to a total of 0.8 milligrams. Sometimes it's a challenge to get the staff in the room to agree to a slow reversal plan rather than a quick one, because everyone wants it done right away. When this happens, I emphasize that if the patient's oxygenating, we have time to reverse them slowly. I remind them if the patient's put into withdrawal, we won't be able to treat their pain until the naloxone wears off, and then acute withdrawal can precipitate acute agitation and put the staff at risk of being harmed. The duration of naloxone, like I talked about earlier, is shorter than the duration of most opioids. So naloxone may wear off within an hour of administration. The patient, therefore, should be monitored for 2 hours after giving naloxone for recurrence of respiratory or CNS depression. Patients who do not experience respiratory or CNS depression within 2 hours of the last dose are not likely to require further doses of naloxone. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to my practical, in-depth training on using naloxone in the inpatient setting, as well as how to safely and effectively use opioids and patient-controlled analgesia to minimize the chance of needing naloxone. To sign up for immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.